Hey, this is Joe Healy. Today, we're going to take a look at Windows Store Publisher Activation for DreamSpark. What the heck does that mean? Well, with DreamSpark, you get a free Windows Store code so you can publish for free using the Windows Store. I know once you're set up as a Windows publisher, you're also a publisher for life. So that's a pretty cool thing to get going on your DreamSpark student account. If you want to get in touch with me, jhealy@microsoft.com, blogs.msdn.microsoft.com. Now, let's get started. So this is a stop-and-go tutorial video. When you see this icon, it means we got some stuff to do. Just pause the video at that point, complete the instructions on the screen, then continue the video. So remember, watch for the stop icon, pause when it comes up after you've heard the instructions. So what are we going to cover during this video? This video was actually specially written for University of South Florida, IDH ENG 4930. It's a class I teach over there on basic app building. So the students are using DreamSpark. We want to get them a Windows Store Publisher account. So we're going to walk through activating your Windows Store Publisher account. We're going to show you how to obtain a voucher for creating a store account in DreamSpark. This saves you about $20. And we'll also set up the publisher account in the Windows Store developer space using the voucher. Now, cool thing about this, the Windows Store developer account, once you've paid once, you're good for life right now. So great time to go ahead and set up your store. And it does save our students a little money that they can use for soda pops and things that students buy. So here's your first stop point. Basically, what you want to do here is gather your information. All you're going to need for this one is your DreamSpark login and your password. So basically, your Microsoft account that you're using as a student for DreamSpark, email, and your password. I would put these in Notepad, or I use Visual Studio Code for this now, World's Ultimate Notepad, plus a lot more. And you can have it all set up and ready to go. So pause the video now, gather this information, get it ready. So here we are, we're in as Katya M's, and we're on our Hotmail, so you can see we're signed in. Head over to DreamSpark.com. We're going to scroll around, and you're going to see the Download Products tab. Click on Learn More. Make sure we're signed in. You see the little Welcome Katya. And then scroll down, and you'll see Windows Store Developer Account. Now, what we're going to do is get a code we can use. Click on that Get Code Now under Get Registration Code. So, you know, basically set us up, give us a nice little code that we'll be able to plug in. We tap on the code, there's our code. Now, you guys can copy this code all you want. I'm going to be using it right now, so I don't care. Have fun with it. It won't work for you, I hope. I paste it over into Visual Studio Code. Awesome product, try it out if you don't have it. Using that instead of Notepad nowadays. Come back over, scroll down, and we see links to the Windows Store so we can set up our account. Yay, click on that. dev.windows.com comes towards us for ready to register as an app developer. So click on sign up. It's probably going to make us log in again here. Come in, set up our parameters. We're doing an individual account. Publisher display name has been set up already, and I'm going to use my personal email and address and all those kind of things. As it's at some point down the road, it may require a credit card. It's not going to with the student account. Oops, got to put in a proper website. Cleared that one out. Now let me show you something weird. I go VOW and friends. What happens if I put in LLC? Try and fake like I'm a company. Oop, check availability. Comes back and says, hey, you can't do that. You're trying to fake like you're a company. Well, what if I put in company? Can't do that either. Watch what happens. Oop, can't do that one either. So now we change it back to and friends. Good to go. Come down, do a next. It's going to have us sign in again. Theoretically. Waiting. There we go. So we sign in again. Don't want to save it. right, here's where you use the promo code. Remember the one we saved out to Visual Studio Code? We copy it back in. Paste it in. You see, right now it wants a credit card. But if we come up here and we put in our student code, checks the code. Look at that. No credit card required. Do a next. Chugga chugga. Seems longer to me than to you. Well, probably not. Don't fail me now. I ain't getting them, giving her all she got. And there's our registration review. So we can see all of our stuff set up. I suggest you read the app developer agreements that are in here. Lots of stuff about what you can and can't do. But we're going to come in and we will click accept. Come here. There we go. And I click finish. Is finishing, it's finishing. Bottom left, you can see it waiting for. Finish, finish. Come on, I'm so excited. Finish, finish. All right, I'm not going to say that again. Yay, we're there. Now we can head over to our account dashboard. Click on go to dashboard. Welcome to our new dashboard. Come in here. We accept our little app developer agreements, which again you should read. So generally I see stuff like this. I open a new window. I'll come back and read it after I take a look at the new cool screen I'm fixing to get. And I accept, although you shouldn't do it that way. And now you can see we're all ready to go to create new apps. Y'all have fun. Create some cool apps. If you do create anything and you use this video, why don't you post a link here and let me know. And here's all the documents you should go read. So y'all have fun and post up some apps and let me know. So here's another one of those stop points we talked about. Basically, what I want you to do, you've got your voucher saved. We're going to go redeem the voucher. So online, follow the links to the Windows Store from your DreamSpark account. Set up your profile, use your voucher code, and you should be ready to go. So stop the video now, pause it, and then go set up your accounts. Continue the video when you're done. So now you're set up, you know how to activate Windows Store Publishing using your DreamSpark account. You should have a publisher account up and ready to go. I'm Joe Healy. I'm a technical evangelist with Microsoft based out of Florida. Blogs, MSDN.com, DevFish. Give me a follow on @DevFish. And all images used in this are expired copyright content from Gutenberg.org. Theme music is Dark Rock from Kevin MacLeod. Check them out at freepd.com. Y'all have a great day and can't wait to see what you do with this.